Time is 9:15, 33 degrees here in the Tulip City. Sally Lukaitis joining us. It is Destination Downtown. Sally, good morning.
Good morning.
Always good to see your smiling face.
Thank you. It's good to be here in the snow. My power went out for like a tenth of a second.
Just that's not bad.
But just enough to make me have to reset everything before I came to work this morning.
Oh, you need clock radios with battery backup.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, what a dread. Yeah, a lot of people down in Hamilton and on the north side of Holland have been without power for much of the morning. So
that's crazy.
Could have been a lot worse.
It could have.
For sure. But here in town, the power's been good. The Holland Board of Public Works doing a bang-up job as usual.
Yes, they are.
We love them, and you are too with the CVB. Always lots of things going on.
There's a lot going on, and this Saturday is one of my favorite downtown events.
What is that?
It's trick-or-treating for the little kids.
I love it.
And this year they changed it. Last year they had it in the afternoon for 4 hours, and the merchants and our office was open as well.
Uh-huh.
We're just slammed in 4 hours. We ran out of candy. which is not a good thing.
I only came by like 20 times, Sally.
I know
Come
you
on.
Did. Yeah, I know.
And you said it was for anybody.
You kept changing your costume, too.
But, oh, you knew
you
it was
know,
me?
I could always tell it was you.
Yeah, here comes Sinterklaas again.
Yes, here he is again. but this time it's in the morning. It's from 10 until 12 on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So we encourage people to come on down with their kids. And the merchants that are going to be participating, it will be designated. There will be balloons or something to let people
Wonderful.
Know that they're welcome.
You'll see
and
me
that
down
there? There are treats for the little ones.
Good. Well, I'll bring my little Aiden downtown. He'll love it.
Absolutely. Yes, he will.
The teenagers, I may not be able to pry him out of bed by that time.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, good. Always something fun going on downtown.
Yeah,
I love it.
Absolutely. And then, you know, Hope College has some great things. I'm actually going to the Great Performance Series tonight. They have a wonderful musical group that's Latin and African-inspired.
Mm-hmm.
It's all different types of music.
Sounds
so,
like a cool mix.
Absolutely. That's going on at Dimnit. And then tomorrow night on Hope's campus at the Wickers Auditorium, they've got a classical guitar concert,
nice.
Which is great fun. And, of course, we all know that there are fireworks after the football game.
Yes, we will be there. That's going to be a blast. You're going to be there for the game and the fireworks?
Absolutely.
Good.
I remember the first time we did that with Hope.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I believe, for our sesquicentennial.
Okay.
And we were involved, Wendy in my office was involved, working with Tom Renner, trying to find the, you know, someone who shot off fireworks and safe all of that. So we would encourage people to come out to that.
That's one of the fun things about this show. It is the low fireworks, which you can see really well from the stands after the game. It's a great, great venue to watch that. And, of course, we have the music playing, all the inspirational music to go with it. So
absolutely.
Fun for the whole family. It looks like it's going to dry out. Looks like Saturday night's going to be pretty good, too.
Good.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. And then if kids are feeling creative, there is a Sugar Skull Workshop.
Sugar Skull Workshop.
At the Holland Area Arts Council.
What is that all about?
Saturday morning.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think it's best if you call the Arts Council and ask them exactly what that's about.
Uh-huh. They'll know all the ins and outs about that.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, just a lot of really fun things going on in the downtown area.
So this is something they could do, the Sugar Skull Workshop. They could do that when they're downtown trick-or-treating then.
Absolutely.
They can trick-or-treat
and then stop in, or maybe if they get their sugar skull sculpted early, they can then trick-or-treat.
Then trick-or-treat afterwards. Why not?
Absolutely. And also, on Friday night, besides the classical guitar concert, the H2 Dance Company is going to be performing at the Knickerbocker, and that is actually choreographed by someone in the Hope Dance Department.
Okay.
It's all different types of music.
Really?
It's hip-hop. It's some ballet. It's some jazz. So if you are a dance aficionado, and the Hope Dance Department does such a fabulous, fabulous job.
Oh, do they ever.
They
really do. My daughter would love that. She's into dancing. She loves stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
You might have to make sure that she... Oh, you've got a football game.
I was going to say, we're going to be at the football game.
Yeah.
The last regular season game. We're all going to go to that. But it's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
H2 Dance Company. Okay, that's at the Knickerbocker.
Yep. And then also, for those that want things a little more, hip, I would say, the Park Theater has a group called Turquoise.
Okay.
On Saturday evening. And they always, you know, I love the Park Theater because they always bring in someone a little bit different.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit edgy.
Very eclectic.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Very cool.
So those guys do a great job over there. So there is something for everyone. And don't forget all the team trivia that goes on in the downtown area.
Oh, yeah. That's all over the place, isn't it?
I know. I love the thrift store team trivia that takes place in my old office at our brewing company.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, speaking of your office, people are invited to come down and check it out anytime, right? It's open to the public?
Yes, they are. It is. And right now we have Halloween candy. So
you do?
We do.
I'm going to be there.
They can come down and see Lucy.
I'll be there in 11 minutes.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I have to say, I just said to the folks in my office this morning, we have to go out and buy some more candy because we had these two huge bags. But, you know, you've got five women working together, and it's pretty hard to stay away from
candy. Is it chocolate?
It's chocolate.
Well, no wonder.
Of course it's chocolate.
You should know better than to buy chocolate with all the ladies around.
I know.
Too funny.
No, but, stop on down to see us. Holland.org is our website.
I love it. I love going in there. I love getting ideas for places to stay in the local area and around Michigan.
Around Michigan.
We want to bring people into Holland to stay here. That's probably your main goal, right?
It is.
But
it
also, you work with the other CVBs around the state and the area, and you've got a wealth of information. If you want to venture out a little bit further from the city limits, you can
help
out with that.
Absolutely. You know, we all promote each other in this state, which is great.
That's awesome. Sarah Lucritis, Destination Downtown, thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
And have a great week and upcoming weekend, all right?
Thank you.
All right, take care. Good to see you.